Our book reviewer today is Lisa Finucane. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
You've been reading The Shadow Friend. This is by Alex North.
I have. And, you know, there are two sorts of horror books now, I think. There's that sort of psychological thriller that is focused on man's inhumanity to man and all the terrible things that we do as people to each other. And then on the other side, there's the supernatural evil, the monsters, the clowns down the drains. And perhaps the best ones combine the two, and the very best ones leave you waiting to the end to find out which one it is. And I think that's what I really liked about this book by Alex North. The story, as the story progresses, you're never quite sure which one it is. Is there some evil element, or is it just people being really, really nasty to each other? So I quite like that. And I think, and the other thing I think I'd say about this is that Stephen King, who is really the grand old man of horror now, he's written quite a lot, and I think it's been discussed before, how there's no reason for a horror book not to be well written and well plotted and well characterised. And he's absolutely right. They're not necessarily the penny dreadfuls perhaps we used to think they were. And I think Alex North is good with that. He's got good characters, good plots, and he certainly keeps you gripped to the end. So I'm not going to tell you which one it is. So if you read the book, you do need to know that you'll find out at the end whether is there a horror person, or is there just horrible people. Anyhow, the story. The protagonist is a guy called Paul Adams. 25 years ago, he was part of a gang of sort of misfit boys, and they're a little bit bullied, and there's always bullying in horror movies, or horror books, sorry, I should say. And he starts to get a bit distanced from them, but there's a ritualistic murder with two of the boys turning on the other boy. Paul leaves fairly soon afterwards. It's obviously a horrible thing. One of his friends is being killed. 25 years down the track, he comes home for the first time. His mother, who's had dementia for quite a long time, is dying. So he comes home to confront his past and all that involves. His relationship with his mother, his relationship with the boys who committed the murder, and from an adult looking back at the murders and how it happened. So the story's told in flashbacks. We swap a little bit to what's happening today to what happened then. And it's not a difficult flashback. Sometimes flashbacks are quite hard to follow, but I found that one quite an easy one. The theme, I suppose, the thing that we're... The supernatural side is a thing called lucid dreaming. And so lucid dreaming is when you're aware that you're dreaming. And within this book, you can make things happen by this awareness of dreaming. You can control your own dreams. And that's the element of the boys' gang, and that's the element of the murders. So it's quite an interesting thing to read about, as well as understanding how that's led to these acts of violence. There's along the way, there are copycat murders. So again, we don't know, is there some sort of evil spirit or evil person creating this same type of murder with boys in a gang ganging up on one of them, being killed in a horrible way?
It's almost psychological / supernatural, or is this the whole point? It could be one or the other.
Well, that is the point, yes. You don't know till the end, and you're thinking, oh, is there some nasty spirits that's coming into people's dreams, or is it just people? As I say, people are nasty. But that's what the best thrillers are about. So, look, it's a good read. It's probably not a book I'd buy, but it's a book I'd buy for a batch. It's a good book to take out of the library. I'd lend it to people. I'd say if you want just a nice horror book to while away the rainy weekends, then this is a good one to do. Certainly well written. He wrote a book called The Whisper Man, which I haven't read, but I'm quite tempted to find, because from what I've seen, people think it's even better.
Excellent. Thank you, Lisa. I think I've got where to place that one. Thank you. Lisa Finucane, The Shadow Friend is by Alex North. It's published by Penguin Random House, and $37 the price.